Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this is a public service announcement, man. If you need graphics, music production, CD duplication, a recording studio, custom clothing, or DJ services, man, Target Squad got you. Squad up. Man, holla at Target Squad at www.myspace.com/Target Squad or call them at 202-437-0536. 202-437-0536, man. Anything you need to promote yourself and your business, man, Target Squad got you. And tell them Lushy Lush sent you, man. You just officially got stamped, man.
Yeah, it's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building, back again, you know what I'm saying? This is how we do each and every Wednesday. It's usually at 6 o'clock, but due to the fact that I had a family situation, I had to push back my show. But you know what I'm saying? To all my dedicated fans, I apologize. But you know when family comes through, you got to take care of family first, right? But much love to you, you know what I'm saying? So y'all cats can still tune in. I pushed it back a little bit later. I apologize, man. But today's show, you know how we do is each and every Wednesday, exclusive interviews by your girl, Lushy Lush, myself, your host, along with, you know, special guests. So each and every Wednesday at 6 o'clock is the usual time. And, you know, today our focus is on the deadly smoking word poet Venom. ATL's finest, Venom, is coming into the building later on in the show to come and bless us with her spoken word. She is part of the DJ Aries crew, the whole movement. She stands alone on her own as a poet, a model, you know, a mom. You know, she's a jack of all trades. I admire her. She's coming here to drop a little bit of some knowledge, people for a new CD or the new poetry she has. She, you can't even categorize this woman when it comes to poetry. So, you know, in a few, you know, the beautiful young lady that we call Miss Venom will, you know, bless us with her presence in a few, man. But shout out to Squares Fashion down in the DMV. Shout out to DJ Quicksilver. Shout out to Eleanor Roosevelt High School. Shout out to the whole DMV area, vote Barack Obama, and, no matter what, you know, keep your head up. Right now, we're about to go into one of Mrs. Venom's poems, and this is Miss B by Venom. Check this one out, man.
What? Oh, no, she didn't. Oh, no, she didn't. Who you talking to? Nah, wait a minute. This is Venom. V-E-N-O-M. Yeah, uh-huh. A hunting arsenal in the case of self-defense. Well, I'ma let you know right now, and I'm kind of like on the defense while you talk. Let me hip you on to some shit, I be the bitch that you don't want me to be. The bitch that you don't know how to be. The bitch that you make me be. The bitch that you're not woman enough to be. I be Miss Bitch. That's right, B-I-T-C-H. The bitch you bitches love to hate. The bitch to which you can't seem to relate. The bitch you bitches should never underestimate. The bitch that makes fellas' dreams masturbate. The bitch that makes erections inflate. The bitch that don't necessarily need to mate. The bitch that makes your mind stimulate. Miss Bitch. Bitch, bitch, bitch. Not that bitch, but this bitch. Not your bitch, a his bitch. The thin bitch, full lips bitch. Broke bitch to rich bitch. Not black bitch, but miss bitch. Bitch. Ooh, I know. Kind of shocking to hear Venom spit like this. Oh, well, y'all the one that made me do this shit. You know that, right? Always walking up on the scene. Queen this, queen that, the queen of this, the queen of that. How about the queen of smoking word for a minute, motherfuckers? How about that? Huh? Yeah, I run with the big dog dicks. You feel me? I ain't gotta compete. That's That's not even my style. I compete against myself and let the others walk free. That's what I do. Meanwhile, y'all keep going to the lab, writing your little bitty scripts and shit. I got motherfuckers calling me on the phone wanting to do collabos, but when I send my 16 bars over, the motherfuckers don't want to fuck with me. And I ain't just talking about you bitches, I'm talking about you bitch niggas too. Yeah, I went hip-hop on you motherfuckers, right? But that's how I am. I'm kind of versatile with my style. I'm not a one-dimensional thinker like most motherfuckers think poets are. Nah, not me. So, if you ain't satisfied with just calling me Venom, I ain't gonna even get mad if you call me Miss Bitch. Because I made this just for you bitches.
An exclusive, man, for Miss Venom, ATL's finest, man, supermodel, jack of all trades, coming in the building to come and bless us, is your girl Venom. What's up, Venom?
Hey, what's going down, y'all? What's up, Blog Talk Radio, Lush Line Radio Online Show? What's going on?
Ain't nothing much, Play. How you doing today?
I'm all right. Under the circumstances, we all good.
Yeah, man. Circumstances, man.
Yeah.
But, you know, the whole focus today on you, man, you are a remarkable woman, man. You are the epiphany of thinking outside the box. They can't categorize your poetry. You are, you know what I'm saying, Like a mix of the hip-hop / poetry, like, with some funk in it. You know what I'm saying? They scared because you're not the traditional, you know what I'm saying?
Something a little different, you know. And that's how it is. Like now everybody want to go with the trends. They scared to think outside the box. They scared of something that's, you know, unorthodox, something original. Right now everything is, like, gimmicks. I don't care if it's hip-hop. Even spoken word has become, like, a gimmick. You know what I'm saying?
What made you make Miss B, man? What made you come up with that poem?
Miss Bitch? Just recognizing that I was just hated on the spoken word scene. I'm like, I mean, I understand how you can be hated sometimes as an actress, a model, as a rapper, but a poet, somebody that's just sitting up here just speaking some words, you know what I mean? So I think that was why I wrote that, like, you know, because I would hear the he say, she say. I don't do a lot of name dropping and just a lot of that getting back to me, and I just, like, wrote it. I'm kind of like one of those if the shoe fits wear type of poets, and if you get offended, it's obviously because that's your suit, that's your shoe. Lace it up, wear it well.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I mean, to the females out there, you know, or to the politically correct people, hey, it's to each his own, man. You know, Lush Radio is about expressing yourself, man. And, you know what I'm saying, we have a right to expression. And don't take offense when we use the word B. If it applies to you, then, you know what I'm saying, you identify with who you are. But if you don't, then you shouldn't pay it no mind. You feel me?
Exactly, and like I say, like a lot of people, if any of y'all are familiar with the Bitch Manifesto, I wish I could remember his name, but there was like a blog that was going around like probably about 6 months ago about the Bitch Manifesto. If y'all ever get an opportunity to log on and just get a better understanding of the word bitch, it's not always a bad thing, you know what I mean? So that's basically why I put Miss Bitch on the front of it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the word B-I-T-C-H, you know what I'm saying? Basically, you know, at one time, you know, we the typical form is an actual female dog, But, you know, we use it in words. It could be in a bad way, or it could be just a down chick, you know. It just it depends on the way you say it, you know. So if it applies to you in that state of mind or that point in time, hey, claim it. If it don't, well, you feel me.
That's a good way to put it.
You know
exactly.
What I'm saying?
Basically.
Exactly. So you're not just a poet. Tell us about everything that you are, man.
Man, well, I'm a spoken word artist, and I say spoken word artist because I like to separate myself from the quote unquote ordinary spoken word artist. There is a difference with what I do because mine has a lyrical deliverance. It's also like mad wordplay. I'm from the Midwest, so I'm a spoken word artist. I'm a writer, a lyricist. I'm an author. I do have a book out. I model. I'm an underground urban model. I hair model. Got some projects coming out. I'm a craftsmaker. I'm also a mentor for a program here in Fairborn, Georgia. I'm a motivational speaker for single parents with special needs children, as I have a son that is autistic. So I do a lot of things. A lot of people do say, like, I'm a Renaissance woman or the jack of all trades, like you said before. I do a lot of things. Like, it's kind of crazy because all of this stuff came to me probably, like, when I reached age 30. That's when everything just started, like, coming into play, you know.
Hey, God said, you know, he got these blessings for you, man. Put it to use. You got gifts, man. You know. Hey, it's never too late to do anything.
Yeah. So that's pretty much why, like, I write a lot. Wow. Every time I step out, I tell people all the time, like, I'm auditioning for your next show. Like, just with my image alone, a lot of people are intrigued by it when I'm just really being me. So I just kind of like, I'm a loner. I'm always by myself. I don't have a crew. It's not a whole slew of us or a big entourage. It's just usually me and my producer. Like, not my producer, I'm sorry. Me and my manager. It's just always me and my manager. You always see us on the scene.
Shout out to your manager. What's your manager's name?
His name is Jay Stevenson. And if you guys are interested in anything that I do, 770-873-2573.
Say that again for those slow people.
Yeah, for 770-873-2573. I'm available for all kind of stuff. Collabos, drops, intros, outros, modeling, runway print, CDs, flyers, whatever you need. All around artists. I'm not boxed in, like she said before.
Yeah, man. I mean, y'all got to check out Venom. Venom is a beautiful young African-American woman, seriously. Like for real, you guys, like, she lives up to the name Venom. Like, you might have had other girls that, you know, might have had done other genres of different things in entertainment that might have had used the name Venom. But she stands up to the name Venom. Because if you see these tattoos that this chick got on her body, you will say, yeah, it's Venom right here.
Yeah, shouts out to Maya over at Urban Ink. He's down at, he has his own tattoo shop at 323 Walker in Atlanta, Georgia. He does a lot of celebrities. He's done Eva from America's Top Model, a lot of celebrity tattoos. He's got a whole bunch of stuff going on. So shouts out to my boy Maya for the tattoos. I'm coming back for session two. Don't trip. I'll be in there real soon.
What made you get the tell them how many tattoos you got on your body.
I actually have four tattoos. Everybody thinks that it's just one huge tattoo or that I'm tatted up. It's just that a lot of people, they'll get, like, all these teeny tiny tattoos. I figure just get it out the way. Just get one huge tattoo, call it a day, come back, get another huge tattoo, call it a day. And I kind of just, like, stuck with the whole snake thing because I wanted to stick to one theme, but also in the same breath, if I had to relate myself to any creature, I would say it was a snake because they're territorial and they don't really bother you unless you bother them. So that's why I went with the snake. The name Venom came way after, like years after the snake tattoos.
So basically, you only strike when provoked, huh?
Exactly. A venom is a hunting arsenal in the case of self-defense. That's what it is.
Wow.
Now, I don't look for trouble. I mean, trouble usually finds me. And like I said, I never name drop. It's usually like people will cross my path. When they cross my path, it's usually only once, and then they go about their business. I mean, I've had run-ins with everybody from other female poets to male rappers. I mean, it doesn't – they don't discriminate. They don't care. It's real competitive out here, you know?
Yeah, man. So what's the name of this book you came out with, man?
The name of the book is called – True Life Poetry, Nothing But Down-to-Earth Poetry. I dropped it, like, last year in February. And it was just basically probably about 45 to 50 poems, inspirational poems that I put together. And matter of fact, Kirsten Jeter from Jacala Paperback Publishing, she started her own company. I'm real big on female empowerment. I wanted to give her an opportunity to, you know, put an artist out there. So I am the first poet, the first author of Jacala Paperback Publishing. So shout out to my girl, Kirsten Jeter. And that's the name of the book, True Life Poetry, Nothing But Down-to-Earth Poetry.
That's what I'm talking about. Support the independent movement, independent entrepreneurs, independent artists, man. Come on, support the movement. Jump on the bandwagon. Don't cut each other's throat, man. Man, inspire people just like Venom is inspiring people, man. Support the movement, man. For real.
Yeah, definitely. That's what we need to do, though. A lot of independent artists need to support one another.
Yeah, it's a whole big movement, man. It's a whole big movement.
You got a movement going on yourself, y'all. Y'all make sure that y'all, you know, support Lush Radio Online. She's doing her thing. I had to go read up on you a little bit. So y'all make sure y'all support her, too, man. She got a lot of history, so.
Hey, I'm just trying to, man. I'm humble. I'm trying to get up there, you know, like the big dogs. But, you know, before I get up there, I ain't never going to forget where I came from. I had to start from the bottom to come to the top. You feel me?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, so what made you, how'd you get into the whole marlin thing from poetry? Where'd you get into the marlin thing?
Crazy. Let me see. I don't know. I mean, it actually, when I moved to Atlanta, I've been in Atlanta since 2002. And, you know, like I said, when I first stepped on the scene, the mohawk wasn't something that I stepped on the scene with. You know, I came in with just long hair. I was real versatile with my style, my look. I wear wigs every now and then, whatever. And it was like when I cut my mohawk, I found out that people were like I said, just real intrigued with my look. I think it was just like my whole style. They would be like, you know, where are you from, Ma? I know you're not from here. Everybody knew that I wasn't from around here, but in the same breath, they wanted to know where I was from. They would always say I had flavor. And when I found out that people were intrigued with my look, my image, I was like, well, let's just see where it goes from here. So I was on Craigslist one day. You know, I was like, okay, I'm going to start modeling. And anything that I want to do, I always manifest it. I say, well, I'm going to start modeling. So I looked on Craigslist, and shouts out to Frank Taylor from Taylor Entertainment. He's been doing this thing for 15 years. He does a Showcase of the South every year down here in Atlanta, Georgia. Y'all make sure y'all support him. He gave me my first opportunity to be an event model, and they even had a name for me because at the time I looked different from all the other models. I came in with a mohawk. I was the only one with tattoos, a spike mohawk at that, and they gave me an opportunity to, you know, stand on the red carpet at the Rialto Theater with what society, you know, claims to be everyday average-looking models. And I stood out from there, did a video with Juvenile, Manny Fresh, and Angel Lola Love, which is the number one video vixen for the last, what, 2-3 years from there.
DMV, man. DMV, stand up.
Yeah. So, and so after that, did a video with B.O.B., which is he's an upcoming artist. Actually, he's doing a lot of stuff. He's from Atlanta, Georgia. He does some stuff with TJ's DJs, and they allow me to be in that video. And it's just been kind of going from there. I'm the official model for Malachi, which is Italian for Malachi. He's with Dungeon Family, Hustling Boy, if any of you are familiar with him, and spokesmodel for Plum Jeans. So it kind of like started from there, just not really being at the right place at the right time, but just being original, authentic, being me, you know?
That's what I'm talking about. Be you, man. Don't change for nobody, homie.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody. So how did you get into the whole connecting with DJ Aries? Because DJ Aries is, like, a big, like, DJ down in the whole Atlanta, down south area. So how'd you get connected with this man?
Man, shout out to DJ Aries. He's up for 5, 6, or 7 C Awards this year, one of them being DJ of the South. Met him one night performing at Club 714 down here in Atlanta, Georgia. My homeboy had an event he put on. I was one of the few poets on an all-hip-hop showcase. Got up there, did my thing. He was one of the DJs. The following morning, I woke up, but before this had happened, I had been checking him out for about a month, you know, because I kept on saying, man, if I could just get a DJ, you know, or get up under a DJ or be alongside a DJ, I would be cool, you know. So, and it just so happens that he left me a message. I called him. We had a meeting, and he told me about his movement. This hasn't even been 2 years ago. It's been like a little bit under a year and probably about 6, 7 months. And he told me about the movement he was about to start, and he wanted me to be with the movement. And I thought it would be a good way to get into another avenue, you know, releasing my poetry instead of just being on the spoken word scene, because sometimes that can be very boring when you do spoken word and you're just on the poetry scene and they snapping. And I just knew what I did, like my deliverance was totally different, because most of the time when I was on the poetry scene, they thought I was a rapper anyways. So I was more, to me, I'm more accepted on, you know, a hip-hop scene. But depending on what I'm delivering, depending on what crowd I'm performing in front of, you know, I'm accepted on any stage that I perform on, whether I'm modeling, spoken word, rapping, whatever. So that's how we met. He seen me perform, left me his number. Matter of fact, it was in December, what, like 2006, I think. Yeah, December
17, 2006. Wow, man.
Yeah, I'm the only poet on Hood Hard, first poet of Hood Hard in the building.
That's what I'm talking about. Hood Hard in the building?
Yeah. He's doing this thing, y'all.
Venom is deadly, man. Y'all can't even. This girl is deadly.
Seriously. I appreciate that.
That girl is deadly when it comes to the poetry, man. So, Kat, check this out. We about to go into another poem, and then, you know, we're going to come back to Venom. She's going to explain this next poem to us when we come back. So,
right.
Y'all hold y'all horses. Y'all about to step into the poetry zone, baby. Yeah, for real. We on to the next poem from.
And you call yourself a revolutionist in heat. Call himself a revolutionist in sheep. Call herself a revolutionist. Hot damn, I must be brand new to this. Always talking about when a change gon' come, but won't spit on the mic if you can't get none. So you don't show up at the C5 campaign, and you ain't march on behalf of Katherine Johnson's name. If we spit real truth for all my black roots, fake ass Malcolm and Martin to join the truth. Steady selling your soul just to get a little fallen. I'ma keep by the side of my ass and my calling. So what I say solo while y'all on the go, clicking up with some clicks just to hit the road. I got preachers and teachers that respect my word. Pimp players and hustlers about me done heard. So I ain't gotta say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. Ain't gotta spit 5 minutes just to move the crowd. This what I do, me, you do, you keep faking like poets. Me, I say true, yeah, I'm revolution, cause I am change. I took the head rap out the poetry game. Stepped up on the scene in my gangsta lean, reinvented over Santa. Poets ain't trying to feel. Saying what you think the people wanna hear. Me, who in the hell shall I fear? No man, no woman can judge me now. No crooks, no books can teach me how. I lived my life, some right, some try. I'm afraid of you. shade, so I walk in the light. Best wake up, goddamn if this be a new day. I'm the new New York, be the old way. And you call yourself a revolutionist and he call himself a revolutionist and she call herself a revolutionist. I told y'all I'm the brand new to this.
Yo, revolutionist, man.
And you know what's so crazy? It's really revolution is.
For real.
Yeah, instead of revolutionist. Man, okay, before I explain that piece to you, my tattoo artist, his name is Maya. He's from City of Ink. I said Urban Ink. I'm thinking about like 100 things. But City of Ink Tattoo, where they shot the tatted up video. Maya. All right, okay. Anyway. I don't want to screw that up because he's doing a lot of stuff right now. But, man, I wrote that piece for real. I got a homeboy. His name is Kalonji Changa. He's friends with Professor Griff. You know, he has FTP. I mean, you can call it what you want, fight the power, whatever. He has a movement. So, you know, he was doing an event for, you probably seen it. It was all over the news, CNN and everything, about Katherine Johnston, who was shot by the Atlanta Police Department. Well, he put an event together. He was calling for poets to, you know, come out and, you know, just do some pieces on behalf of what happened. And, like, when I first stepped on the scene, I noticed, you know, just coming here from a different region, like, we got different cultures. You know, I'm from the Midwest. I'm down south. Everybody was kind of, like, on a revolutionary movement. You know, they had the backpacks, the head wraps, the incense, all of that. And, like, when I came on the scene, it was just totally different. I was just completely the total opposite, kind of street with mine. I wasn't doing, like, pump your fists. I mean, even though I am conscious and aware of my surroundings, I wasn't just, like, you know, doing the poems with 25-letter words and stuff like that where you need a thesaurus and all that stuff to define the poem. You know, it was just straight street. But it was still, you know, it was on some real stuff. So he was, like, when he was trying to put it together, he was getting in touch with these well-noted poets down here, because there are a lot of poets down here. A lot of them are HBO deaf poets. A lot of them are poets that have been on TV. A lot of them, they do a lot of things. They make a lot of moves, you know. And he was like, he got in touch with a lot of poets that are making moves, doing things. And the first things that they were saying was, can I feature? How much you paying? Things like that. But then you look at a poet like me, you know, who everybody thinks is a little bit different from what they are. And I was like, yeah, sure, I'll do it, you know. But that was what made me write the poem, just like I'm looking for all these other poets that been claiming revolution ever since I moved to Atlanta, and none of them were in the building. But I didn't mind. I mean, we had met up before at one of the Hood Heart events, and ever since I've known Kalonji Changa, he showed me nothing but mad love. So, I mean, I had to at least return the favor for him, but he do a lot of positive things for the community and not just here in Atlanta. He got a lot of movements that he represents, even as far as like New York, up north, all of that. So shout out to Kalonji Changa.
That's what I'm talking about. Showing love across the board, man.
Oh, yeah.
What's up with your MySpace page? How can they check that out, man?
Man, y'all can log on to MySpace.com/Venom Must Spit. Got a couple of tracks on there. Got a couple of live radio interviews that I done with Foxy 105, my man Jay Styles, my homegirl Checker C, who's from up north. Did a couple of radio interviews from Columbus, Georgia. Got some footage of my little boy. I got a son that's autistic. He's doing his little AT&T commercial. Got a video trailer from my DJ Aries from the IWillNotLose.org campaign. Check out my top friend list, people that I'm affiliated with, couple of pictures, some of my model shoots. My profile picture is from world-renowned photographer Reginald Anderson, who does all the Hotlanta magazines and Black Hair, which I'll be coming out in a Hotlanta magazine January 2009, so y'all make sure y'all check for that. My MySpace page is crazy. People, every time they come on there, they say, oh, your page is sick. I think it's kind of plain, but I wanted people to be able to find everything instead of the background clashing with the words. You don't know where your comment is. You got to highlight it to read what you wrote, you know, proofread, highlight, you know. So I just wanted to make it kind of plain, straight to the point. Got a lot of photo albums. Just look at some of the stuff I've done, the videos, the people that I'm affiliated with, things like that.
What's the plan for Venom in the near future? What's your goal for the whole near future, man?
Man, right now, honestly, working on getting everything in order, you know, to where these cats can pay me what I'm worth, you know what I'm saying, and recognize that I'm not your ordinary spoken word artist, that I represent female empowerment, and that it's not all about getting that trendy snap or crunk crap on your CD, like really put some real down-to-earth, original, authentic, prophetic shit on, you know, do something different, you know what I'm saying, like step outside of the box, quit following the trend. So in the near future, I want to work with some real artists. Right now, as we speak, I'm looking forward to working with a young lady by the name of Aquarius. She was with a group called Aquarius Minded. Right now, she's by herself. She's a producer up out of Atlanta, Georgia. She's a female. So I'm hoping basically to pull a whole bunch of females together and do some things. We got another hot producer down here who's been killing them in all the beat battles. Her name is Santre. And she's a female, so I'm really big on female empowerment. So right now I'm really just trying to work with females that really, really trying to work and be on their grind without showing their ass and exposing themselves. You know what I mean? They got some morals and some values, and they you know, they're gifted, they're talented, hard workers.
That's what I'm talking about. What's the worst thing that you had to deal with as being a female in the whole industry? What was the worst thing that you had to deal with, man?
Man, the worst thing I had to deal with is something that just happened to me recently. And just being a female in the industry is hard because everything is kind of like male-dominated. So what happened to me recently is kind of personal, but I'm going to just put it out there because as women in the industry, you got to make sure, you know, that you watch everybody that's around you because the people that's closest to you are really your enemies. They don't want you to succeed. You know what I mean? They try to stop you. So the worst thing that ever happened to me is somebody I was working with, a producer, you know, kind of like violating me, try to violate me, you know what I mean? It kind of freaked me out at first. It kind of scared me, but that's why I'm looking forward to working with Aquarius, you know what I mean? I'm looking forward to working with some female producers, and nothing to take away from other male producers, but this particular, you know, cat was somebody that I trusted. He was around me. I've been around him. My family's been around one another. You know, he got his girl. I got my dude, you know, and it was just kind of crazy. It was like on some ill disrespect stuff, so you know, that's the worst thing that has happened to me thus far, seriously.
Dang, they're going like that down there? Dang.
Going like that down here, you know. And, it, you know, it's kind of crazy because, you know, I'm not like the typical female that, you know, I mean, you know, you might go on my page, you see my little swimsuit photo shoot, but that's a photo shoot.
No, but you're not that type of chick, you know what I'm saying? And, for you know, we talk for a couple of, you know what I'm saying, a couple of times, and you don't come off like that. And regardless, no woman, no man has the right to try to even violate a woman at all. You know what I'm saying? And I shout to all these men out here that's in the industry, you know, to the ones that I deal with, the ones that are respectful. Females, regardless, you know what I'm saying, don't be trying to treat them like they're a piece of meat, man, if they're not coming at you like that, man.
Yeah.
Okay? So, I mean, no woman deserves to be violated or disrespected because she, I mean, if she's talented, she actually has a talent, man. Respect the chick's talent, man. Don't jump out there the wrong way, man. Because God's ugly, seriously.
And that's pretty much, you know, what it is because, you know, it's crazy because I never really sent out crazy bulletins. I sent out a bulletin the other day. You know, excuse my French, everybody, to the listeners, but it was just like, you know, I know a lot of women fuck their way to the top. No, you know, nothing against those that do it, but that's not my motive. Like, every woman don't want to fuck their way to the top to be successful. Some people are truly gifted and talented, and I'm trying to work with kind likes, you know. So if you a fella, matter of fact, all y'all producers that's listening, if you a fella, you about your business, you want to work with somebody that got something to say, y'all get at me, 770-873-2573. Call in to radio, online. Give her a call. Let me know what's up.
Well, I'm glad that you did share that because, you know, you might not be the only female that kind of went through that. You know what I'm saying? It might have been other females, but they might have been scared to, like, actually address that situation. The fact that, you know, men might jump out there to try to violate you due to the fact you are a female, you're in the industry. So they just feel like they can try their hand to see what they're going to do. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. And see, my appearance alone, you know, I feel like, you know, some people are afraid to approach me. Fellas, if y'all afraid to approach me, I don't want to holler at you no way because that's a sign of weakness. But a lot of them that do approach me, you know, they try to approach me on the back end like they want to work with me. And then they do, you know, little bullshit like what happened to me. That's some ill shit. So, I mean, me, I'm just not that type of female like in the industry. You know, I'm really trying to make some moves. And if you look at the people who are, you know, in my circle, the people that I keep closer to me, like I hang, you know, not hang, but most of the people that you see me around, they are elite artists. You know, they are artists that you can't, all hands down, like they doing their thing. They on their grind. From my DJ on down to my homeboy Malachi, who's one of my big musical influences. So, I mean, you could take a look at my surroundings and pretty much tell.
I mean, I don't knock nobody for what they do, you know what I'm saying? You a dancer, stripper, whatever, you know what I'm saying, anything you do. But if you literally, like, have a talent, you don't have, if you have a talent, your talent speaks more for yourself than anything else. So you don't have to, I mean, if that's your profession, then that's a separate thing. But when it comes to the industry and you actually doing music and you actually have a talent, you really don't have to do that because your talent would outshine all of that. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know what I'm saying, the other thing is like this, man. Yeah, we're women, but regardless, we do the same thing you guys do. The only thing different between us is that we have different gonads, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Different gonads. But basically, we bleed, shit, do everything. You know what I'm saying? Excuse
a little
my
bit
friend.
More, but...
You know what I'm saying? But we do endure a lot more than half of you men do. We make babies, okay? We make babies.
Yeah. Hey, and I just want to say this, man. Let me just put this out in the universe. Y'all cats, quit being scared to give these ladies an opportunity to spit on y'all CD because y'all scared they going to murk y'all on your own track. Step your game up. Quit lying, talking about you killed this nigga, you claim that, you claim this, and get down to the business. Write your 16 bars out about what happened in your real life and not your acting life. You know what I mean? If you want to be an actor, be an actor. Don't be a rapper when you really an actor. And them are the cats that I have no respect for. So to y'all fellas, if you ain't scared, like I said, I'm going to keep on putting it out there, 770-873-2573, like serious business.
Yay, yay. For real, man. I mean, I told you she deadly, man. Y'all better not cross her the wrong way. For real, she deadly. For real, man. It's serious out here. Like I told y'all, support the independent movement. Support the independent entrepreneur and the independent artist, you know what I'm saying? She is the epiphany of a strong black woman trying to do her thing. I mean, you know, me as a female, you know, doing the difference that separates Lush Radio from anybody else's radio is I'm not kissing nobody's, you know what I'm saying, Miss Maximus, okay? I'm going to try to be as politically correct as I can be. Kissing nobody's glutamus maximus.
I know that's right.
I'm basically, you might call me cocky, whatever, but I'm a humble person. But the thing is, I'm my own entity. I'm not going to sit there and hoot and holler because you're somebody famous or this, that, and the third. You bleed just like I bleed. You go to the bathroom and wipe your butt with the same toilet paper I wipe my butt. Yours might have been a little bit softer.
For some of these cats, yeah, it might have been a little bit softer, you know. And look, that's no pun intended. You know what I mean? Hey, I had a bad experience a couple days ago, fellas. So, y'all, if y'all taking it offensively, then I probably ain't the female you want to work with anyway. But I'm just saying, you know.
But basically, all I'm saying is, though, for real, on some real stuff, man, we just keeping it real gangster and real gully here. You know what I'm saying? I like to keep it real trill. I got a call at 404. You know what I'm saying? You know that's an ATL number, man. Hey, Town, what's good?
What's going on? What's going on? What's up, Bama?
What's going down?
Big Blow from Got Work Entertainment.
Grand Hustle in the building. What's going down, bruh?
Hey, what's shaking? I had to give a big shout out to Grand Hustle before I go. But yeah, man, I was just listening to your thing, man. I want to give a real big shout out to all those fake people, too, that you were talking about earlier. them supposed to keep me moving. You know how I work. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I just got the text message saying you was on radio, so I just want to give everybody a big shout out. You know,
okay, and give yourself a shout out while I got you here. Let everybody know who you are, cause you know what? Hey, I'm gonna put it out there, y'all. Like, soon to be affiliates of Grand Hustle. Most High willing, work with these cats, put some shit on their tracks, let them know what some real 16 bars are coming from a female smoking word artist / lyrical motherfucker up in this motherfucker. Go ahead, Blow. Let them know where you're from, what you at.
All right. I'm a young CEO of Got Work Entertainment, 25 years old. I'm out here doing my thing. I got a contract to do every talent show at every high school down here in DeKalb County. Let me see, what else? I'm an artist manager with Grand Hustle, you know what I'm saying? Mess with a lot of them, you know, JR, Young LA, Young Dro, all of them, you know. We try to get the work done, basically. You know, I'm a club promoter also, so y'all need to come on out, check out my clubs, H2O.
What we call you? What's your MySpace?
Oh,
phone number?
Yeah. Check out my MySpace. I don't know if I should give out my phone number because I get some crazy folks calling me already. But check out my MySpace page, myspace.com/gotworkentertainment. Spelled all the way out, you know. If you just put in ENT, then you're probably going to catch some little white dude page, and I don't even know who he is.
Thanks,
but,
man,
yeah,
for calling in, bro.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I
got your number, though. I'll be contacting you, but, you know, I hit you up through Venom, too. But I got the number. You know, I contact when I get down to the A-Town.
Yeah.
Okay, come on through. You're more than welcome. I show everybody love in my city.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Yeah.
All right.
See how Dust Radio touching out to ATL, man? We worldwide, man. Stand up. I'm in the field, man. With your girl Venom. She's so deadly. Yeah.
I'm trying to get up that way, actually. Hey, y'all got some shows going on up that way, up top anywhere, VA. Wait a minute. Let me requote that. Up in the DMV area, y'all get at me or get at radio, radio online, Lush Radio Online, and let her know what's popping.
That's what I'm talking about. Y'all can check out Venom on my MySpace page, too, at www.myspace.com/LushRadioOnline. She's on my top friends list, man, because you know we always supporting the movement, man. And you know you can call in, talk to Venom at 347-826-7722. Or you can join in on the chat room and say, what's up? You know what I'm saying? Drop in, put a line, whoa, whatever you do, do how you do. You know what I'm saying? But Venom, we going into another poem with Venom.
All right.
Hold on and stay tuned. She's going to explain this next poem. I'm about to drop it for y'all. Turn the amp up. Turn your ears up. Get crunk. Cause it's in here, man. You already know.
Poet step your game up, rapper step down. Introducing the new scene, repping the crown. From the east of the west, hell's Midwest best. I say more for show, I try pay less. Me tell you no story, detail you no lie. Authentic representative more depth in your wine. Freeze. Bow to your knees, 360 degrees. Living proof in the booth, body gods you believe. Yep, I be the baddest who's ever had this. This gift with the twist of the cinnamon stick. Down in the swamps of the bottomless pit. I be the mwah, death of a kick. I bridge the gap from poetry to rap. Miss Casey Mizzoui, don't quest the map. Define line, define smoking words in my rhyme. So load of my flow, I'm sick on these dimes. Read up, G'd up like 10 more times. My block, red dot, sixth sense, third eye. Exercise, practice, make perfect do. I burn my guns to bust back at you. Me, myself, is just us two. And I can sing
go X you out your crew. My space campaign is the sweetest treat. Make veggies ready, main course be meat. Bitch struggles to the street on Midwest beats. Yo, my shit's deep, bro, my shit's deep. Got the hunger to feed yo, strong appetite. This hit be big, be where I fight. One woman, one word, one way, one mic. My style is so sound, come sign my ice. Or just put the chrome to your dome and blow your brains out. Midwest be the best of out of the south. You can say what you want to think, what you doubt. Every word be superb from out of my mouth. Straight comp, what you need, you trying to earn big. I'm Queen Bridge, the one you can be.
Back in the building again, man. That was another one.
Another one.
And you already know.
Yeah, and hey, y'all. And you know, MC Shan, actually, he was feeling that. I did that monotone, like, it's been a month ago. I think it was August the 5th at Hood Hard TV, and MC Shan was in the building. And when they interviewed him, he was like, I was one of the most memorable artists on stage, and he was feeling that Queensbridge joint. So just a little versatility right there.
Yo, you be coming straight. Yo, I think, listen up, industry. Listen up, mainstream. Listen up, indies, man. Y'all know that she's deadly. Y'all know that she got that poisonous touch, man. So y'all know y'all need to open up your ears. Crank up the iTunes, crank up any internet space where you can hear this poetry, and y'all need to download it, support it, and jump on the bandwagon because you're ready for some real poetry, smoking poetry, hip-hop poetry. Y'all ready for the girl, the infamous, the almighty. Let me bow down to the queen, queen. Venom, man.
Man, I need you to do some drops on my shit. It's dope.
For real, man. It's real. Like, shout out to Lady of Rage, man. You know what I'm saying? I rock rough and tough with my Afro Puff. Hey.
Yeah.
Shout out to her with the whole movement. Shout out to Free. Shout out to Unique Bass Manager. Shout out to Bass for making another band. Shout out to Lady Luck, you know what I'm saying? Holla at me. Hopefully y'all show will come up in a few, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to talk about, you know, females in the industry too, you know what I'm saying? Because, man, we need pure, raw, uncut hip-hop like this, man. Because I'm tired of this pop-hop, this whole mix of pop and hip-hop. I need this raw, uncut stuff to soothe my soul, and this is what I need right now. The world is ready for a female to dominate this industry right now. Because Lil' Kim ain't doing it. Trina ain't doing it. I mean, Nicki Minaj, you know what I'm saying? She pretty and all, but I'm sorry. She ain't doing it. None of y'all is doing it right now. I need a female to lay down the law and bring it back and show them what real hip-hop is, where it need to be and where it's at, man. Because you already know. For real.
Yeah, we got to get something different in here. Ladies, it ain't even all about, you know, on stage with some, you know, stripper shoes on, some thongs, and a damn wife beater, and then be wondering why you be gone in about a month or two. You know, a lot of them that last for a minute, it's always on some commercialized shit. With me, prophetic poetry in motion. I ain't dumbing down shit. You know what I mean? A lot of them... That shit is whack. A lot of these cats just saying they stabbed this brother. I don't know what stabbing way they mean, because a lot of them be undercover, you know, homos and all that. So I don't know. Y'all got to stop this. We gotta stop this, man. Save hip hop, please.
That's another show for you, girl. You might have to come in on that one.
Mm.
Expertise on that one. For real. Because y'all cast, like I was watching, what is that thing they do, the Boondocks, right?
Oh,
how,
yeah.
And they were kind of doing the spurs of how, like, some of these rappers can influence you. Like, they had the little boy wearing, like, a halter top and a skirt. And he's like, nah, that man ain't gay. That man was laying in bed with another dude, you know what I'm saying? Basically saying, a lot of y'all cats that say y'all gangster, y'all, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, take for instance, you know what I'm saying, Gang was on, you know what I'm saying, the Eliminator. What was that joint he was on with the tongue?
I just watched that on YouTube the other day, Change Your Heart.
Your man, you know, got dumped by a chick with a tongue ring in his mouth, but yet he gangster now, though. And he's screaming. But, you know, that's another story, you know what I'm saying? People take this on. Whatever, you know what I'm saying, suits your fancy. Everybody writes their own story up to be whoever they want to be, I guess. But all I'm saying is for the fakers, stop faking. And
please,
for the cats, I respect you, but stop faking, because half of y'all is getting done in the ass with no Lou. No, Ricky, no, Ricky, no.
Wait a minute, like Ice Cube say, no Vaseline, man. They got to stop this for real. Because, you know, women, we have struggles, and I would very much rather sit and listen to someone struggle for 3.5 minutes versus listening to someone talk about their Jacob watch that maybe is rented, maybe it's not. Like, a lot of, I mean, and it's not just, like, a lot of dudes. Like, a lot of females that is out here claiming this and claiming that, they're faking, too. Like, I'm not really, really deep into the whole rap thing, but I listen to it every now and then, but I would rather listen to something that would stimulate my mental versus something that's just like a whole bunch of, like you say, rip-hop, hip-hop, or whatever they want to call it. I mean, like, sometimes that's not what it is. Like, us women do have something to say, you know what I'm saying? And we're not all going to be sitting up there half-ass naked, and just because we females in the game don't mean that we're going to be looking butch just to prove that we hard, because a lot of us, we the hardest broads up in the yard, like, for real.
I mean, like, what's her name? MC Light, Yo-Yo.
Yes.
They had to look all hard and stuff to come off of what they had to say. They had a movement, man.
Yeah.
They had a movement, and they ain't had to look butch, you know what I'm saying? And anytime you need a drop, dog, you know what I'm saying? All them cats, y'all need a drop from Lushy Lush. You know you can hit me up on my MySpace page. Or you can email me at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com, you know what I'm saying? If you need that exclusive drop, you need me to do a commercial for you, to drop it on my show, whatever you need to do, yo, holla at your girl, Lushy Lush, because I'm in the building. And holla at my girl, Venom, because she does drops. She do that inspirational poetry, that hood poetry, you know what I'm saying, that sensual poetry. Anything you need, she versatile, man. Oh, she's a consultant, she's a marketer, she's a promoter. She does everything you need, man. She's a one-stop shop, all in one female, man. That's
her.
She reminds me of myself. I have to shed a tear for that one. Shed a tear.
Man, y'all make sure y'all support her, man. I like her show. There's a lot of shows on Blog Talk Radio. I listen to some of them every now and then. But I like the way you have yours controlled, where it's just like not a whole bunch of people on the phone chit-chatting and all of that. Like, you can just all sit at home and use the three-way and call one another for that. So I like what you're doing. And plus, like I said, I really love when females are doing their thing. So mad respect to you for what you do.
Hey, I respect you and I admire you, man. People like you give me the inspiration to keep moving every single day, man. You're blessed, and everything that you want to do in life, you're going to be blessed in everything that you do. Because, you know, God loves you, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say that I'm a super religious person, but I'm spiritual, and I know that a higher power is watching over you, and you will succeed in whatever you do, my nigga. You feel me?
Oh, yeah, that's what it's about, you know, keep, like, I don't get off into religion either. Like, I'm real spiritual. I'm on a spiritual brim, so, you know, I've been stereotyped, judged, all that. First thing people want to know is, why you get a serpent on you? You know, like, kind of judge me from my outside, you know, instead of from my inner out. So that's one of the adversities that I do have to face, you know, not looking like what people expect to be the ordinary woman. You know, times have changed, you know, and people have changed, and a lot of people are on a spiritual trip now, you know, like they following their spirits now. And we're not following the everyday average trends. Like, I'm not going to ever do that, you know what I mean? I'm going to always think outside the box, you know, so.
You know, that's why I think that we vibe so much is because, like, we're thinkers, man. You know, that's one thing that I keep telling America, man. Stop letting them higher powers of the government dumb you down, man. It's a lot of things going on in the world, man. Y'all need to open up your minds, open up your ears, and empower your children. Get involved, get active, get involved, man, because these are the leaders of our future, man. Y'all got to get in this school. Y'all got to go out there. Y'all got to be your own movement, man, like Obama. You don't have to wait till Obama go into office, man. You can start your own movement and make a change, man, for real, because it's serious.
Yeah, that's what's up, y'all. Y'all make sure y'all log on. Oh, I got a website, too, venommustspit.com, www. Shout out to my web designer, Rob Pageant, as a matter of fact. I got so many people to thank for, you know, helping me out along the way. So I want to thank all y'all that support the movement, because that's what it is. I tell people, like, it, you know, it's not music, it's a movement. Like, what I do is not music, it's a movement. They're nothing but testimonies behind some dope-ass beats. So I'm looking for a producers out there. If you got some banging ass beats, y'all get at me. Anybody that's looking to put some events together, I do event coordinating. I'm a hostess for hire. Y'all make sure that y'all hit me up for any type of events y'all got coming up. I'm telling you, I fall into the category. So y'all make sure y'all get in touch with me for anything you got going on. I'm available for travel, too, so I ain't trying to keep your ATL bound. You know what I mean? I'm trying to travel, move around a little bit.
Talking about, I'm going to put out this massive promotional joint out here in the DMV area and out there, so I'm trying to put your pick on it, you know what I'm saying, to support the movement and everything like that. And I'm trying to do this venue basically like a whole, because we don't really have too much of, like, the whole outlet for the hip-hop out here in the DMV area, so I'm trying to start my own venue, my own movement, so you know what I'm saying? Maybe we have to get you out here, you know what I'm saying, to be part of the panel out in this area, you feel me?
I frequent the Virginia area, but it's crazy because I only go as far as, like, maybe Chesapeake, Franklin, Emporia, Cortland, Richmond, kind of like the small parts of it, and I'm in touch with, like, a couple of artists up in the VA area, but if y'all looking for some collabos and, like you said, like any type of promotional things y'all got going on, y'all definitely hit me up, because that is an area that I'm looking to tap into, is like up north, over there on that side of the, you know, up on the coast. I'm looking for that, seriously.
And I'm, what else was I going to say? I'm saying, so, I mean, whenever you need drops, man, all you got to do is holler at me, man, because it's nothing, because it's all cross promo. You know what I'm saying? I got mad love for you. And, you know what I'm saying, I'm ready to do a collab on this Smoking Word joint. I'm ready to do that. All you got to do is send me the track you want me to spit on. I'll be in the studio, homie.
I'm going to have to check you out. I like your voice and all that. I mean, I like stuff that's different. You know, like, sometimes, you know, depending on where you be, where you at, you hear the same old all day long. And you got to step outside of that sometimes. Man, I find myself all the time, I'm on the internet, on MySpace, looking for different sounds just to listen to something different, because I can't hear anything else different where I be, where I'm at. So you got to find something that's going to be original, that's going to be authentic, that don't sound like the next brother sitting next to you. It's almost like sometimes, like, relay races around here, like passing the baton to the next brother that sounds just like you, you know what I mean? So sometimes I find myself on YouTube all day long just listening to different types of stuff, because I mean, a lot of people just ain't being original nowadays. So if y'all looking for something original, you pretty much found it.
But you know, before we leave, you know you got to hit us with a straight off the top freestyle joint. Paul, you know you got to hit us with one of them joints, son. You got to bless us, homie.
Man, okay. So let me just do this right here. And it's untitled, so. Now, most of y'all cats know you lyrically whack. That's why you pushing all the females to the back of the back. But I strong on my way to the front of the crowd till I hear him yell venom, I say it loud. Wife beater with a mohawk, a must on the scene. Paparazzi got his camera, so I just stay clean. Microphone in my face, spit so wicked. Flashing lights in my eyes, they just click quick. Sister shaded on the set of the black carpet. Quit asking if I'm high. Oh, no, not yet. Yo, this be me, just the way I be. I'm living life twice to make history. Lyrically inclined on top of genuine. Got them yelling for collabos, bro, jump in line. That's what they be claiming till they hear me spit. Send them back to the lab to rewrite the script. So y'all get at me for those collabos, intros, drops, all that. 770-873-2573/venom-must-spit. MySpace, brothers.
Dang.
Yeah, yeah. Dang.
On Lux Radio, you ain't never going to get it raw, really raw, like this, anywhere else on Lux Radio, man, for real. So if you didn't, if you weren't able to listen to it live, you know you can always download it on www.blogtalkradio.com/Lux Radio Online, or you check it out on my MySpace page, www.myspace.com/Lux Radio Online. You know, click on Venom, she's on my top friends list. Support her movement, man. I love her. She like a sister to me, man. And we making moves, man. It's nonstop. Support the independent movement. We won't stop. We can't stop. This is real talk for real people, man. And I'm not going to stop until these independent voices are heard. DMV stand up, international stand up, ATL stand up, Midwest stand up, worldwide. You feel me? Because you already know, Venom, I love you. God bless you on everything you do for real, man.
Yeah, Hood Heart in the building, y'all. Y'all make sure y'all support Hood Heart artists, up-and-coming, smoking word artists, Venom in the building, courtesy of my man DJ Aries. Y'all make sure y'all vote. C Award nominated 7 times. That's my brother.
That's what I'm talking about. Later. Mad love for you, homie.
All right, that's what's up. One.
Catch you on the flip side. Yay, yay.
Yeah, this is a public service announcement, man. If you need graphics, music production, CD duplication, a recording studio, custom clothing, or DJ services, man, Target Squad got you. Squad up. Man, holla at Target Squad at www.myspace.com/Target Squad or call them at 202-437-0536. 202-437-0536, man. Anything you need to promote yourself and your business, man, Target Squad got you. And tell them Lushy Lush sent you, man. You just officially got stamped, man.